Joining us at this time is Dave Woods, athletic director, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. And Dave, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Bill.
All right, so here we are, the last game of the year, the Thanksgiving Eve matchup with St. Mary's. And the series has been renewed. It was off for several years, but back now. So maybe tell us about the resurrection of the series, how that came about.
Sure. You know, from I think it was 1964 through 1991, it was the Thanksgiving Day game, and then it kind of faded away. And then since they've been back in the league, probably 2006, I think we started playing them again, and we've played them as a league opponent since then. With the new playoff system, we didn't want to have the chance of playing three times in the year, so we decided not to play regular season. We would just play Thanksgiving, and as it turned out this year, we faced each other in the playoff, so it worked out pretty good. We would ended up playing them three times, so it worked out nice. But we decided last year that it would be a good idea to renew the Thanksgiving Day matchup, and it's been great. You know, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a great matchup. And so then next year the game would be on Thanksgiving Day at Fenwick. Does that sound right?
It'll be here next year, whether it's the night before or Thanksgiving Day. We're still kind of looking at both options, but you know, we have the option to do both.
Yeah, to do either. Yeah, that's right.
You have
the lights and so on. Sure, absolutely. Could do Wednesday night. All right, Dave, you've got St. Mary's, a team that beat you in the playoffs earlier this year. And they, of course, lost in the playoffs last weekend. You know, they got to get up for you guys, but you got to be gunning for them.
Yeah, you know, it's great that usually when you lose to your league rival, it eats at you for a whole year. so now we got a great opportunity to play the game, you know, 2 weeks later and see if we can hopefully have a different outcome, change, you know, make some adjustments, make some changes, and we'll see how we do.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your team this year. I mean, if you were going to scout your team for us and tell us a little bit about your offense and defense. But let's start with the offense. Who are the key athletes to be identified on Fenwick football?
Sure. I think our offense, we've had a tremendous year on offense. We've spread the ball around. We have 11 guys that have over two touchdowns or more. So the guys, Corey Bright's a quarterback, freshman. Corey's done a fantastic job. And then our main receivers are Cody Mullen. Cody's a Lynn kid, and Cody's real good friends with Abraham Toe. So there's a little bit of friendly rivalry there with the two of them. And Cody's been our best weapon probably on offense. Willie McGinnis is a receiver. Dan Hannon and Colin Norton. Those are our four receivers when we go four wide, and all four of them have had great years. And then RJ Libby is our tight end. And again, RJ, I think, has five touchdowns this year. RJ's a weapon for sure. He can block, he can run, he can catch. So we've been very fortunate to be able to spread the ball around a lot this year.
Yeah. Let me just follow up on your quarterback, Corey Bright, the freshman. Describe him as an athlete for me.
Yeah, Corey's he's a special kid. He's one of those kids that come around probably once in your coaching career.
Really?
Some of the poise and some of the things that Corey's been able to do as a freshman have just been amazing. And he's progressed more and more as the years gone on. He's got a great grasp of the offense. We were able to expand the offense, give him some more responsibilities, let him make some reads on his own. And we're really fortunate to have Corey here.
And on the defensive side of the football?
Yeah, defense starts with the linebackers in the middle. Luke Huffnagel has done a great job all year long. He's been the captain of our defense, so to speak. He's the quarterback there. But our linebackers are Luke, Alex Kopp, and Danny Mastromateo. And all three of those guys, they're all juniors, and they've been tremendous all year. So that's where everything starts on defense with the three of them.
Well, and looking at X's and O's, describing the type of game you might expect with St. Mary's, what would you say would you expect on Wednesday night?
I think I would expect the same thing as the last game. It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough, hard-nosed football. They don't do anything to try to trick you. They, you know, get in their double wing and pound the ball right at you, and if you can stop them, then they'll go to other things. But if you can't stop them, they're just going to keep running it down the field on you. So it's really, from an X's and O's standpoint, not a whole lot different, I don't think. It's just a matter of if we can execute a little bit better than we did the first time around.
Yeah, we saw them earlier this year, and, you know, they do run a lot, but they also will throw the ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Felix is a great quarterback, and he can throw the ball, and Calvin Johnson's as good a receiver as there is anywhere around here. So, So no question that if you load the box and just forget about the pass, they're going to burn you. So they're very, very tough offense to stop.
Well, let me just follow up with a general question or two on just the athletics here at Bishop Fenwick for the fall. Any notes from the fall other than football?
Yeah, we had a great fall. You know, the girls' volleyball ended, I think, 19-1, and they had a great season. Girls' soccer had a great season, lost in the finals. They also, I think, only had one loss all year. The boys' soccer went pretty far. They lost in the semifinals in the tournament. So the track team went undefeated. So we had a great fall, a lot of success, and a lot of athletes had just a tremendous fall.
I know school gets out on Wednesday before the game at probably midday, and they're off for a few days, and then on Monday winter sports begin. It starts all over again, Coach. And what's the winter sports preview here at Fenwick?
We're looking forward to it. You know, we had some young teams last year that now are years more experienced. So I think our girls basketball team is going to be phenomenal. I think our boys basketball team is going to be much improved. Hockey is going to be great. The girls hockey team, they're really improving every year, and they're looking for a big year this year. Swim team is great. Our swim team has won the league. They won the league last year. I think they went undefeated. And of course, our track program always does phenomenal. So we're looking forward to the winter. Yeah.
You know, Dave, I don't see your pool around here. Where is your pool?
Yeah, no, we haven't put the pool in yet. We tell the freshmen, though, still think it's up on the roof. So
that would be a nice little addition here for you guys, maybe. You know, you're here in the summer, right? I mean, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. Let's take off the dome or whatever and enjoy the pool.
Sure. I'll talk to Brother Tom and see if we can raise some money to put a pool in so I can go swimming in the summer.
Well, it wouldn't be just for you. It would be for the athletes, sure, to come down and do some captain's practices. No, it's not about you. Yeah. All right, Coach, thanks for joining us.
All right, Bill, thanks very much.
Dave Woods, athletic director, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School on MSONewsSports.com.